4 times this morning. X gave her a quick glance. Her short cropped hair, dyed blue, hung over her sapphire blue eyes. It used to give X the creeps, but he had warmed to her style.
Better drink some water to stay hydrated, he said.
They had a good supply of water and a recycler unit to help it last, but at this rate, she would need more than her daily ration.
Yeah, yeah.
She turned her attention back to the dashboard, tapping the fuel gauge monitor with a purple fingernail.
Is this right?
What?
X leaned over to double-check.
Looks like battery 2 is losing power, she said.
Why didn't Timothy warn us?
Pepper, X said. He was annoying me, so I shut him off.
Frowning, Magnolia swiveled her seat to another section of the control panel and hit a button. The AI's voice broke over the speakers.
Good afternoon, Miss Khatib and Mr. Xavier.
X. I told you to call me X.
My apologies, sir.
Just X,
he said in a voice just shy of a shout. Magnolia smirked, giving X a cockeyed glance.
He's really getting on your nerves, isn't he?
I'm not used to robots.
Timothy, what's the deal with the battery power? Magnolia asked, returning her attention to the monitor.
The boat, as you may know, is equipped with 2 batteries that charge the twin turbo engines, Timothy said.
X groaned.
Cut to the chase, pal.
After a pause, Timothy continued.
Battery 2 has malfunctioned, although I'm not certain of the cause. It may require a manual assessment, as it could be something as simple as a faulty sensor.
X checked the gauge for battery 2. Sure enough, Mags and the AI were right. It was down to 25%. But how the hell could that happen, and how had he missed it? Both batteries were lithium-ion, and Chief Engineer Sampson had said they were 2 of the best ever recovered from the surface.
Shit, X said.
His tone drew the attention of Miles, who glanced up from his paws and then went back to sleep after letting out an exasperated sigh. X could empathize. Despite having spent most of the journey in his chair or his bunk, he was exhausted. Boredom had a way of creating fatigue, leading to mistakes, and even in these churning seas, X was bored as hell. He wasn't used to being cooped up in a small vessel, and part of him missed the freedom of roaming the wastes, although he didn't miss the hive one bit.
I'm going topside, he said, unbuckling his harness.
Magnolia's eyebrow went up.
You serious?
Her eyes flitted back to the windshield.
In this downpour? Can't this wait?
No,
he said firmly. Truth be told, X wasn't overly worried about the lithium-ion batteries. He just needed some space and air. He was used to being on his own, and as much as he appreciated Magnolia wanting to join him on this adventure, he missed his solitude, and the AI was getting under his skin. X moved over to check the readout on the main monitor, looking closely for radiation and any trace of mercury in the rain. Both were in the yellow zone, and he decided he would suit up on the second deck above them.
Stay here, boy, he said to Miles.
The dog let out a whine and sat on his hind legs, watching as X prepared to leave the room.
Be careful, Magnolia said, wrapping a strand of blue hair behind her ear.
Shall I assist you, X? Timothy asked.
Nope. You just keep us from capsizing, okay, mate?
Timothy's hologram flickered and then smiled.
Mate? That's a new term to me, and I'm pleased to find in my database that it means friend.
X shook his head as he stepped out into the narrow hallway below decks. He didn't trust the AI, or any other robot with a conscience. If Katrina hadn't insisted, he would never have allowed the program on board. But he couldn't deny that Pepper was useful, especially when it came to guiding the Seawolf through rough weather. The hatch clicked shut behind X, and he made his way past his quarters on the left. Magnolia had taken the quarters on the right. The third room included a shared eating space with a stove, small kitchenette, and oval table where they ate most of their meals. The next 2 rooms were bathrooms, and aft of these, a maintenance room and storage closet where they stockpiled their extra rations and medical supplies. He climbed the ladder to the second cabin, which they had transformed into a staging area for future missions. Racks of weapons were bolted to the bulkhead on his right. Brand new submachine guns, a spear gun, and even fishing rods were stocked and secured throughout the room. Crates bolted to the deck contained scuba gear, life jackets,